His threefold name. Our triune God created triune man, spirit, soul, and body, for a threefold purpose: salvation, sanctification, and service, for time and through eternity. God, in his mercy and wisdom, gave his only begotten Son of God and Son of Man, with a threefold name, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, given to identify his person and to define his purpose. Lord Jesus Christ, given to designate a believer's relationship to him. Lord, oh, his family name to identify his eternal heritage. Lord God Almighty and King of Kings. Jesus, his given name. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Saviour. Christ, his occupational name, and his title that announces his vocation, Messiah. The Lord Jesus Christ was manifest in the flesh for a threefold purpose. The Lord Jesus Christ was given a threefold name for a threefold purpose. When we start to refer to him as Lord, we recognize his glorious heavenly position, and we need to worship before his feet, for he is Jehovah, the omnipotent God. All those who pleased him in his earthly walk called him Lord, worshipping him, for he is Yahweh incarnate. And when we call him Lord, we acknowledge his deity. When we refer to him as Jesus, we recognize his humble earthly position. We thrill that he shall be called Jesus, the name given by heavenly instruction. He shall be called Jesus, a name so wonderfully expressive of his humanity, a name so inspiringly magnificent, for he shall save his people from their sins, a name so spectacularly awesome that it communicates his blessed calling, a name so stunningly majestic that at his name every knee will bow, a name so astonishingly breathtaking, yet he chose me to be his bride. When we refer to him as Christ, we express his mission, function, and life work. This title expresses in glorious technicolor what he came to achieve, his role, a ministry and work that linked with the very Spirit of God, for he shall baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The baptism of his indwelling Spirit is a baptism into the family of God, and the baptism of his Bema Seat judgment is when we are all tried with fire, for he is the Lord from heaven, and he was made a quickening, life-giving Spirit. Oh yes, his is a ministry that he is continuing today, at the right hand of God the Father, a work involved with the Father as he daily intercedes for his beloved church. I pray not for the world, he said, but for them which thou hast given me, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And his prayer for his disciples continued, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Oh, were we to plunge to the very depths of the ocean, were we to extend our beings into the extremity of the star-spangled universe, were we to spend from time till eternity exploring the qualities of this God-man, we could not begin to exhaust the splendour and gentleness of him. As I walked along the banks of the canal yesterday, I mused on his threefold name. I concluded that nothing can compare with reflecting on him, reflecting on all he was, reflecting on all he is, reflecting on all he is to come. I believe that reflecting upon him is the most beneficial medicine known to man, just reflecting on our Lord Jesus Christ.